It's a new day with ITLA. And guess what? It's time to be free to be at the 18th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. That's right, the world's largest Black Pride event is back again this Labor Day weekend, August the 26th through September the 1st at the legendary and historic Georgian Terrace Hotel in Midtown Atlanta.
Greetings, this is Ty Green, official board member of In the Life Atlanta, inviting you to attend our annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration on Labor Day weekend.
For more information on signature events, workshops, and accommodations, visit www.inthelifeatlanta.org. Once again, that's inthelifeatlanta.org.
Me Productions is a proud official worldwide radio sponsor for this event.
Hey, this is Maurice Jamal, and I want to invite you to join me with a new movement that is designed to honor, preserve, present, and recognize the numerous contributions of Black LGBT people all across our country. History of Black Gay America is Meek Productions' new division, created for the advancement, evolution, and progression of queer people of color. So if you're a pride organizer, activist, or historian and want this concept in your city, and you should, register as a chapter manager or representative by visiting their website, blackgayusa.meekproductions.com. Once again, that's blackgayusa.meekproductions.com. Remember, know your history and know your heritage.
Greetings to our listening audience and welcome to the summer season of Meek Productions syndicated shows. Get ready to honor history and heritage as we present to you the series premiere radio show of Meek Productions' national Black LGBT subsidiary, History of Black Gay America, starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. To our listening audience and welcome to another new episode of Meek Productions' national Black LGBT subsidiary and national media series, History of Black Gay America. Of course, this is Miko Evans, CEO of the world's first LGBT exclusive talent agency and production company. Please visit our official Black LGBT subsidiary website, blackgayusa.meekproductions.com. Once again, that's blackgayusa.meekproductions.com. And you can also check out the official Facebook fan page for History of Black Gay America at facebook.com/historyblkgayusa. Of course, we're getting ready to represent the Atlanta chapter of History of Black Gay America, also known as History of Black Gay Atlanta. Speaking of which, we will be doing the 4th annual historic Black Pride press conference series, which will be held at the jewel of Midtown, known as the Hyatt Atlanta Midtown, on the corners of P Street and Juniper, starting at 7 o'clock p.m. on Thursday, August the 21st, where you will be able to meet all of the organizers and event producers that's got something going on for this coming Labor Day weekend for the 18th annual Atlanta Black Pride Celebration, hosted, of course, by the host organization, In the Life Atlanta Incorporated. Please visit their official website at www.inthelifeatlanta.org. Once again, www.inthelifeatlanta.org. We at Meek Productions, we are proud for the 5th year in a row to be the official media partner for In the Life Atlanta. And speaking of ITLA, once again on our radio show, he's been on our show for more than once. The first time I think he was on our show was, I think, in 2012. He had just got elected on the board for ITLA, and now he's the executive secretary for In the Life Atlanta. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Ty Green. What's happening?
Hey, Meek. How are you?
What's going on with your baby? What's been going on?
Wonderful. Oh, so much. You know, it's pride time. So
yeah,
there's always something going on.
Yeah.
Especially with us.
Okay, and especially the shade. Which is what we're getting ready to talk about. I know every year when we bring you on the show, we always talk about what to expect for this year's Pride. And you all are 2 years away from your 20th anniversary celebration.
20 years old. We are getting up there.
Yes, man. Did you ever expect it to be this long?
Well, you know, I came in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And I didn't expect to be along for the ride from the get-go.
Oh.
Truth be told, let the history really tell it.
Uh-huh.
I was emphatically, totally against coming on board to ITLA.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's the part of the history.
Oh, okay.
One of the former board members who was my best friend mm-hmm. was actually on the board
mm-hmm.
and one of the organizers. And I couldn't figure out why he was going crazy all year long, and especially during Labor Day. But I did like my free passes in the state.
Okay.
Well, when he passed away.
Jay Lawrence Warren. Yes, babes, yes.
He passed away mm-hmm. and in 07, and I went to ITLA, contacted me to accept an award on his behalf
mm-hmm.
and to present the quilt from the National HIV and AIDS Foundation that they had actually at the Pride. Little did I know that I was going to get stuck.
Okay.
I got presented with the award. I accepted the award on behalf of the family. And they said, well, stay around. We got another thing that we'd like to, you know, this was one of the things, one of the programs he was, you know, responsible for. And I stayed around and gave a remark and thank you because his death was really hard for me. Mm-hmm. It really, really took a toll on me. And I stayed around. And so the next year they did something else at the AIDS Walk. And so I accepted another award. And then I met Ricky mm-hmm. Smith. And Ricky
That's
said,
my heart there.
I love me some Ricky Smith. Ricky said, hey,
mm-hmm.
I saw you at another event doing something.
Uh-huh.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
And I said,
let me go ahead and drag you on in. Come
and
on
he
now.
Did. And he did. He put me to work on the Literary Cafe.
Yes.
And
that was his baby. That's how he got
That was his baby.
Introduced
Literary Cafe and the Film Fest, which
mm-hmm.
were his babies.
Yes.
And, I took over Literary Cafe and the Film Fest, and the rest is history. Mm-hmm. I am now, yeah. just to say the least, yeah. Now, I don't have a particular one event anymore.
Oh, of course not. Of course not.
But I still, it tickles me because I used to tell Jay Lawrence all the time, I was like, you are crazy. I would never. That's what you get for never saying never.
Uh-huh.
Never say never. God has a way of making you eat your words.
And now that Jay Lawrence is one of our ancestors now, he's getting on you saying, mm-hmm, what you told me.
Clearly.
Yeah. A lot of people really don't know much about Ty Green. So this is your opportunity to tell your testimony, my brother. Give us a little bit about your background.
Well, you know, I am a small town boy. I came from Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, started in Toledo, Ohio, and then Southeast Michigan, Detroit, of course. And I was out of the scene for a long time. Contrary to what you see now,
mm-hmm.
I've evolved a long way. I was a church boy.
Mm-hmm. Still is.
Still am. I still am. But I sang it. I was, you know, singing and touring and doing choirs and et cetera, et cetera. I had no clue that community service would be something that I would be even into.
Mm-hmm.
Although I have been doing it since I was probably about, probably say 10. Mm-hmm. My mother worked for, she started at a small organization called David's House of Compassion,
mm-hmm.
Where I used to work with a gentleman that some people don't know, but a lot of people do. His name is Peter Banner,
mm-hmm.
and he is one of the men that started the African-American organization for the National HIV and AIDS Foundation.
Okay,
that started, you know, saying, hey, we as black men need this. You know, there's clearly something wrong in our community because our rates were tripling.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a teen, I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know, you know, I knew about the disease, but I didn't know what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, of course, went on to work at, you know, National AIDS Foundation. And I still didn't know what it meant.
Wow,
I just,
your mom getting involved.
My mother
wow.
has been a counselor for, oh my gosh, probably about 20 years.
Wow.
And I still didn't, I've seen people come and I've seen people go.
Wow.
So I was exposed to the LGBT community very, very early on, not even knowing if I was sure if I was LGBT or not. I didn't know what that meant. I don't know. I mean, maybe that was her way of kind of being like, child, I see this in you.
Okay. They say that mothers always know.
They say she knows.
Uh-huh.
She swears she knows,
uh-huh,
too. But I didn't know that that was where I would be. I thought I actually was going to, I went to school for psychology.
Wow.
I went to school for psychology and changed my major like everybody else about three times. And it wasn't until I realized that there was a need that was not being met.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that I've never been a party kid.
Okay.
I've always gone out. I enjoy myself when I go out. I enjoy myself, you know, with my friends.
Sure.
But I always knew that there would just had to be something else more than just a party.
Right.
And I couldn't figure out why, you know, what happens when the party stops? What happens when, you know, why is it that I don't see, you know, stories and movies about gay lifestyle after the party? It's
true.
Always a party. It's always, you know, a elaborate, lavish shindig and something going on. And our fashion is always avant-garde. And we're always just very, very over the top. And we throw the best parties and we dress the best. And we're the best friends we can ever have. But what do we do outside of that? Why is that not being showcased? Why is it not being said that some of the most prolific and dynamic choreographers and actors,
right,
hairstylists, you know, makeup artists, preachers, singers, and et cetera, are not being showcased in these wonderful lights that they're operating in, producers of, you know, music and, you know, media, and they're not being showcased.
That's true.
So I wanted to change that factor, and it really hit home for me, definitely after SL's demise. And to see what he was actually really working on. It took a little minute to go through the stuff and to see some of the things that people were doing and to get acclimated into the city.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny, I've lived in Atlanta since 1999.
Wow.
But I did not become active with the LGBT community till 2011.
Wow, man.
I liked my own little world, my own little bubble, and I was okay with it.
You were just a consumer then.
I was a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And probably a good one, too. You know, I felt like my ideal of participating to the community was to walk around Midtown and go to Outright Bookstore.
True.
And, you know, I went to the club and I went to one or two restaurants, a cow tipper here and there, what have you. But that was my contribution.
True.
And at that particular time, there was nothing for the urban LGBT or African American culture, LGBT community. We didn't have any things out there.
That's true.
So, you know, when the Daiquiri Factory hit the scene, she's one of my dearest friends, and I applaud her,
mm-hmm,
as being a pioneer in our community, because although we've had clubs, there was nothing outside of a club that had to do with the LGBT and African-American community together that had ever been done.
In other words, it has been years since something like that has been done.
Years.
For those people that don't remember, back during the early 90s, before pre-existence ITLA, that was a restaurant and bar called the Waterworks, and it was right next door to what used to be called the Pear Garden, which,
wow,
later became the Pearl Garden, which was the catalyst to what we used to know as the Palace. And an African-American male couple that owned the Waterworks, and it was our very first successful black gay owned restaurant. And that lasted for a long time. And then of course, you know, when the Olympics was getting ready to come, they purchased that area, so they got a good chunk of money out of that. And so everybody thought that they was going to find a different location and open up a new Waterworks at a different location. But come to find out, I think once that happened, I think they split. I don't know how many years they had been together, but they had, I guess, got divorced.
Early divorced.
Okay. But it was just something just to see that, me being in my early 20s, to see something like that that had never been done in the South. of where people of color can actually get together and own something. We had very few outlets that were like that, especially something that was gay owned and operated. Of course, you know, we had Loretta's, and of course we had the historic Marquette Lounge, but these were owned by straight allies.
Yes.
What a lot of people don't realize, you know, Loretta is a straight female.
Yes.
That loved the gay community. Mm-hmm. Of course, the original owner of the Marquette Lounge, what people don't know is that the original concept was it was a straight night bar until a drag queen was actually running in the club to save her life. And the owner, Clifford, saw that, and he welcomed her and welcomed the community. And so it started to become an LGBT spot.
And, you know,
because of the transgender he saved, I
think. It amazes me how we are a community with such deep culture, rooted in such rich culture, mm-hmm. and history, and we don't know it.
That's true.
And that's a problem, because if it's lost, it's lost.
It's lost.
And that's one of the problems that we have with the African American family, is that our records were never, we never had records.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in a day and a time and an era where we can actually have records and start something that really should have been, you know, way back when. There are very few, you know, families that have records. I just recently went to my family reunion in Myrtle Beach, and they actually had the original slave purchase orders.
Wow.
For the originals of our family.
Are you serious?
And it's just miraculous that, you know, they were able to find the original, you know, slips of how many people that came, and, you know, how many males, how many females, how many, you know, everything, children. They even had children on there. There were a total of 16, mm-hmm. that he originally bought for this particular plantation, and, mm-hmm. and what have you. And of course, you know, the rest is, of course, history, because they evolved and evolved. But we have got to maintain our culture, mm-hmm. and maintain our history, which I applaud you every year for making sure that we have those things instituted in, mm-hmm. us. So we know where we came from. You don't just, it's not fair for you just to go and bop to the club.
That's true.
And then not know that there were people that lost their lives to get you there.
That's true.
There were people that lost their relationships, their families, and a lot more, that some sanity. I can attest to that one. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that are losing things to make sure that you can go out on a weekly basis, or a bi-weekly basis, or everyday basis, depending on who you are.
Correct.
And get to certain things. Mm-hmm. I am so honored this year for our 2014 celebration to officially say that I have,
go ahead,
I have to choose my words.
Okay.
All but one of the promotion companies in the city of Atlanta partnered with ITLA this
year. Wow. Which is the original intent for when ITLA started.
Which was the original intent of what it was, what pride really means.
This is true.
And this is what pride is about, is for all of us to get together as a big old family reunion,
mm-hmm.
and to celebrate each other and share ideas and swap recipes, mm-hmm. and, you know, swap coach bags, etc. So whatever it is, mm-hmm. that you do, you're supposed to bring it and swap it, because there are people out there. I get emails all the time from people who are in cities that literally do not have one, a gay culture,
mm-hmm.
and let alone a black gay culture.
This is true.
So this is all they get. So they come and they buy books and they buy CDs and they buy music and they buy videos and they buy, you know, fashion, and they get
and
websites
t-shirts
and everything.
Yes.
And they come and they take that back home and they share that with other people that they interact with, that say, hey, they're doing it. Mm-hmm. We can do this. And they're starting organizations. They're starting prides. They're starting,
sure.
you know, just most people don't understand. The original ITLA formed as a backyard barbecue.
Yes, it did.
It started as, it's actually in our history, in our bylaws,
yes.
and our history. We started as a barbecue.
Yes.
And I know that I've thrown a couple barbecues,
mm-hmm.
with a couple hundred people. So I can only imagine, you know, just thinking about what I could do, what they were doing then, and it being so monumental now.
Yes.
And they started something that started in someone's backyard. And so everyone knows we are now the largest African-American pride, the largest black pride in the United States of America.
Mm.
Largest.
Hands down.
Hands down.
Hands down.
I've been all over this world. I'm on my fourth passport, and I have been to some great cities.
Mm-hmm.
There is no city that beats Atlanta.
Wow.
I've had some great times. Mm-hmm. And I love all of my cities, all of the sister cities in Charlotte and Dallas and New York and D.C. And everyone has their little niche. But there is nothing like the freedom, the autonomy that Atlanta gives the urban LGBT community.
What a lot of people don't realize, and I love the way that you ended that, they don't realize that it took a lot of work to get to that place. And this is what we're going to talk about. I know we're going to start a little bit before we go to our first and only commercial break. It took a lot of work for Atlanta Black Pride to get to where it is now. There was a lot of roller coasters.
There was a lot of uphill battles. There was a lot of friends falling out with friends.
Okay. Some of the original creators and stuff kind of fell off and, you know,
went and did their thing.
Some of them,
we can't even contact. We got posed with a question not too long ago from one of the founding members of ITLA.
Okay.
And they asked, do you think that you will ever have a ITLA reunion of some of the founding members? And I'll put this out on radio.
Now, it's amazing that you would talk about that because I had brought that up some years ago. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a minute. Go ahead.
But our discussion was for our 20th year anniversary, we have decided to hopefully get the word out there to all founding members of ITLA. If you've ever served on an ITLA board or what have you, and we're inviting everyone back. It is phenomenal that we will be 20 years old, and regardless of what you did, how you did, or when you did, or how you left, or when you left, we still couldn't be here today to service the community and do what we do now had it not been for these people before us.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be extended out to anybody that knows founding members that started up. It will come to a day where we will have to have everyone come back into play and say, you know what, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you know, we're not always able to do that. And we want to be able to thank people while they're still here. I know some of them have passed on and some of them have just moved on to other cities and things like that. And we're hoping that the word gets out through media and through word of mouth and all the way through to just say, hey, you know what, they want you guys to come back.
Gotcha.
Some way to come back. Because we can't be here without you. Without you, we wouldn't be who we are. I do not take credit. The current president, Ricky Smith, does not take credit for doing anything because there was a foundation laid for us in order to do it on.
I'm proud to see that you all are actually making efforts to restore the birthright. When you leave the original intent of why you created something, then things will never go correct. And I think that's what happened over the years when we look at the history of ITLA and how the reputation of ITLA got to where it was and the hell that each new leadership had to go through in order to try to get it to a place to where it was respectable again. So we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to really dig deep into the upheavals, the successes, the failures, the ups and the downs as it relates to where ITLA is now versus where it was back then. You're listening to a new episode of our new National Black LGBT subsidiary and media series. Know your history, know your heritage. We'll be right back after this.
South Fulton, Tri-Cities, Douglas County, South Cobb, and West Atlanta. Looking for a place to find out news and information about your community? Well, the Home Rule News is here just for you. Visit us online at www.homerulenews.com. That's www.homerulenews.com. Your news, your community. Now you know.
Greetings, this is Dominic Huff, founder and CEO of the 10th Amendment Media Group, inviting you to join us as we support Meet Productions in presenting the GLBT Career Fair and Technology Center Expo. Companies that will be present and hiring include the City of Atlanta, Hyatt Atlanta Midtown, along with many, many others. Also, there are free career seminars presented by yours truly, the Georgia Department of Labor, the South Fulton Business Coalition, and the May Corporation USA. This event is free and open to the general LGBT public and our allies. registration is required. To RSVP in advance and for more information, please visit the event website at glbtfair.meatproductions.com. I look forward to meeting you as we continue to stand for justice and equality in the workplace.
Time for a breakdown.
Brightstar Entertainment, the new lifestyle brand, presents its official launch party, celebrating the progressively minded, mature and sexy urban professional. Live at the fabulous Club Rain, 448 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard in Atlanta. Featuring special performances by dance music legends Robin S., Sybil, and special guest Maxine Jones, formerly of En Vogue.
Hey, what's up? This is Brian Martin, CEO of Brightstar Entertainment, inviting you to come join us at our official launch party, Labor Day weekend. I look forward to seeing you there.
For more ticket information and VIP access, visit www.brightstarent.com. Once again, that's brightstarent.com.
Meat Productions is a proud official worldwide radio sponsor for this event.
Hey everybody, this is Maurice Jamal, founder of Mojam Entertainment and the Igloo Foundation, reminding you to know your history and know your heritage. Right here on Meat Productions presents History of Black Gay America.
We thank you once again for tuning in to our new episode of History of Black Gay America, Meek Productions official Black LGBT subsidiary and division. Please visit our official website, blackgayusa.meekproductions.com. Once again, that's blackgayusa.meak as in kite, productions with an s.com. Want to give a shout out to legendary filmmaker Maurice Jamal. We have been selected as the national promotions partner for his 10th anniversary celebration in the film industry and in community advocacy. Please visit the official campaign website at mj10th.meekproductions.com. Once again, that's mj10th.meekproductions.com. You'll get a chance to go there to see his official timeline. You'll get a chance to see his part one interview. The part two interview is coming soon, so please be on the lookout for that. Go and download all of the official promotional marketing wallpapers as well as his postcards and everything, and stay tuned for his reception, which is scheduled for September the 20th, 2014 at the Hyatt Atlanta Midtown. We have more information in store in future episodes. Also, don't forget to check out the interview with Corey Boone, who's the new president of the Young Democrats of Georgia. We had a chance to interview him, and so you should be able to check that interview out as we speak. Go to our official website once again, blackgayusa.meekproductions.com, to check that out. I want to give a shout out to Corey Boone for making history as the first person of color to serve as the president of the Young Democrats of Georgia. Okay, we had a wonderful interview and you're going to love it. All right, we're back here with the executive secretary of the legendary and historic organization In the Life Atlanta Incorporated, the host of the 18th Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration, the world's largest black pride. Let me make that clear. The world's largest black pride. Once again, visit their website, www.inthelifeatlanta.org. Mr. Ty Green is in the building. We had a wonderful, wonderful first half hour. You're still with us, brother.
I am still here with you. I'm not going anywhere. I told you this is a long time coming.
Yeah, this has been a long time coming. Now to get into the real meat, to talk about when you all came on board, when Ricky was elected president, when you was officially elected secretary, and of course, you know, got to give a shout out to the vice president, brother Reggie Batiste. Anthony Glover is the treasurer.
Donnell is the volunteer coordinator.
Okay, Donnell is volunteer coordinator. I know Terrence Stewart operates as the IT person in charge of social media and all of that. DJ.
A host of.
Yeah. Who's DJ Jones in charge of logistics. So I want to give a shout out to everybody. I'm sorry if I missed any names, because I know there's so many people that's in so many positions and stuff. So, of course, anybody I forget that I didn't mention, you mentioned them, Ty. Help me out.
I will make sure. Our board consists of Tracy Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my girl,
Amber
Tracy.
Moore, Sabrina Jones.
Oh, Sabrina and Jazzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Loudmouth Radio.
Devin Robinson.
Okay.
And I'm missing somebody and they'll kill me.
Okay. Well, just to let
my
you,
heart, my mind, not my heart.
Okay, all right. Now, just to let you all know that it ain't me. Okay, it ain't me. When you all came on board, your first year was really, I know it was like hell on wheels, because you all had to deal with everything that went down from not just the previous year, the previous leadership, but from leadership's past, things that were not done, things that were not clarified, chapters that were not closed from previous leaderships, as well as continuing what did work, what continuing what, you know, was legit, continuing what was, you know, flowing, as well as taking a lot of bad rep for stuff that you all did not do. How was that process? A lot of people really don't know the real deal. Go ahead.
To be perfectly honest with you, if someone would have told me some of the things that we were going to have to endure within the first, oh my gosh, I'd say 6 months, I would have told them to take this position and, well,
you take dot, this dot, job dot, and shove it.
Right. Dot, 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 dot. And I might have tried to do it myself and told them, I'll show you where to put it.
Okay.
But it was so challenging. I have never had such an intense time. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult, because what people don't know is that, for all of you that don't know, and you have to make, that's why I encourage everybody to please get out and donate to In the Life Atlanta. We are all volunteers. We are unpaid workers. We all work 9 to 5s. And so after I completed a 10-hour, 12-hour day at my normal 9 to 5, I then had to do ITLA stuff at the same time. And, well, as you know, some business doesn't wait till 5. You
That's
have
true.
To do it during the day. And so it becomes very difficult and very challenging, personally, professionally, socially. I think it created a sense of, it left a very distaste in my mouth for the community. That one, we allowed it to get to such a mess. And for two, that there was nobody that stepped up earlier. I think it challenged my faith in people in the community, because, you know, it's kind of like watching somebody be attacked on the street. I step in, do something, say something. Don't just, you know,
call
throw a rock,
throw
the authorities or something. Say something, do something. Don't just sit there and watch it happen. I'm very honored that there were board members that stayed, previous board members from the prior leadership and from years past that stayed on just to help through the transition, that have been beneficial and help through the transition. They helped us find things that had we probably not had them. Would have made life a lot more difficult. They had records and they had receipts and they had contacts and information that we just didn't have and weren't left with. So it was very bad. It was almost like, and I've said this and we say this, we laugh about it now, but I literally could have started a new nonprofit with less headache.
Wow. So not only was the reputation of the name already in the hole, already on dire straits, but the business side of ITLA during that time before everything was straightened out was also in dire straits as well.
The casket was already in the ground.
Wow.
And the organization itself was in it.
Wow.
And the doors were, there were only a few nails that had not been put in it to close it officially. But through prayer, and I let people know that we are faith-based. We have a strong root in faith-based community. Through Ricky, myself, the entire board, we all are members of churches here and have strong faith-based and a lot of prayer. It was a lot of prayer, a lot of communication, and a lot of just ownership. We had to actually sit back and really think about, is it worth it? And then we did that, like, but we were 3 months in, then we were like, is this even worth it? Is it worth it? But it was. And now that I can look back at it now, as any storm that you go through, and you do go through, you're not supposed to stay there. You're supposed to go through it. And we look back at it now, we're like, yeah, it was worth it. It was way worth it. I recently just got back from Charlotte's Pride, and we partnered with Charlotte's Pride. They'll be here, and I love the girls, Jaleesa, and everyone up there in Charlotte, and they showed me such a good time. To have the doors open for you in a way that have never been opened before, and to have some of the doors open. I spoke to you earlier about, you know, the alliances that I have with the club promoters, and to finally have an alliance with every club promoter. And to be able to talk to them and know what they're doing, and vice versa, and have worked with every single one now. I can honestly say I've worked with all of them.
Except one.
And to honestly be able to say that I have great relationships with them, and we're excited about working together continuously. But it was, we had to invite people to the table. And we had to apologize. We had to listen to the grievances. A lot of it was stuff that we did not know. Not even Ricky. And Ricky had been on the board for a while.
He was vice president under the last leadership.
Well, he... well, actually, no. Before he became president, Ricky was a board member.
Somebody else was vice president,
and she resigned, and Ricky stepped in as vice president.
But I do remember that.
Even Ricky didn't know some of the things. But we had to just sit down and listen to them and let them tell us, look, this is why we don't want to work with you. This is what was supposed to happen, and this is what didn't happen.
And this is what the previous leadership did.
This is what they did. Mm-hmm. This is what the previous leadership did. Or this is what two leaderships ago did.
Yeah.
And we're not working with y'all because. And a lot of it was stuff that had happened prior to the previous president.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that president, it had happened, you know, years. It had happened early on in the early 90s, early 2000s. I wasn't around. I mean, Ricky wasn't around. I mean, it.
And you know what? This is one of the things that I'm going to have to say. And born and raised in the ATL, you all, I think I got the right to say this because I was here in Atlanta before the existence of ITLA. Those of you that still had all these grievances with so many previous leaderships, y'all know better. I'm sorry. This is my show. I can say what the hell I want. You're going to have to let that shit go. It don't make no sense because you cannot continue to be angry and mad over stuff that happened so many years ago. It's like it's water under the bridge. Both parties had to count it as a loss. Let's move on, okay?
And it's really, and to be fair, that's really what it's all about. It's about moving on, and that was the platform that we just took. We listened, and we said, well, look, I didn't know anything about that. I'm not that person. We're not that person. We don't have to do that. So that first year was literally we were like in boot camp pledging all over again. We had to prove ourselves to and stay consistent with our communications and be a organization of their word, which was one of the things that the organization was lacking, which was, you know, to the delivery. We were not good on our deliverables. We were not delivering on what we said we were going to do. And so that was our premise, was that if we said it, we're doing it. We were not over-delivering and, we were not over-promising and under-delivering. Mm-hmm. We would under-promise and over-deliver.
There you go.
And that way, each time, they were like, well, wow. Oh, well, oh, wow. Whoa, wow. This is a new organization. The first step that we made with transforming the organization was we made it contactable. That was one of the main problems that we had heard previously, is that they were just not contactable. We destroyed the website and started all over again and made sure that the numbers on the website worked, the emails worked. We set up email addresses so you were able to email us and to contact us. And I think that we do a very good job at it. If you have not been able to get in contact with me, you need to go to inthelifeatlanta.org, or you can email me personally at tgreen@inthelifeatl.org. And I respond. I have no problem responding. I have no problem with calling people back. I have no problem with, I think that is how you build, you know, your reputation is be a man of your word and be an organization of your word or a woman of your word. So we started there, and that helped a lot. It actually really helped a lot. The second thing that we had to do was, after we constructed a new website, we had to rebrand. We just realized that the old ITLA could not continue. And I think that's...
And the old imagery.
The old imagery. So let this be... And I'm glad you said that, because let me say this on air.
Mm-hmm.
When I see my old, those old logos with those circles on it,
mm-hmm.
I know that you have not contacted me and you are using my logo illegally.
Wow.
Because those are not my logos. That is not my brand. That is not what we use. We have not used that for a couple of years now. So anybody that tries to use that, know that you can say that is not an official ITLA event. That is not what they use. And no, you will not be able to go online and copy, paste, or pick up my new logo. It's locked. I have to send it to you.
There you go. You have to be authorized.
You have to be
like
authorized. So you have to be sent it. But, I mean, that was one of the things, is that we literally had to rebrand the organization and change the face of it and do a complete facelift. And we had to get back out there in the community and listen to what they were doing and touch bases with them. And we had some great people come on board and do some magnificent things. And we, you know, did some meet and greets and we made some new partnerships. And now that I can look back at it,
mm-hmm.
two years ago now, I can look back at it and go, wow, whew, I thought it would never end. And we're still doing it, though. It hasn't ended. We are still in the process of rebranding. We're still in the process of cleaning up things that from prior leadership. And I'm not going to say that it was all bad.
Mm-hmm.
There were some good points. There were some good, you know, they made some good history and things mm-hmm. like that. There were some things that just got left
undone.
To the side. They mm-hmm. just got left undone. They just, you know, contacts that changed or what have you. And so we've rebuilt a lot of relationships and things like that. And we're still constantly trying to rebuild relationships and to educate the community, especially the urban LGBT community, to understand that your buying power is everything.
This is true.
Your dollar is everything.
This is true.
You do not have to go into establishments who do not care about you. You should not patronize establishments who do not care about you mm-hmm. and your community. I'm not going to divulge deep into that. I'm going to say there are some establishments that are heavily frequented by the African-American community.
This is true. But
they do not put back into our community whatsoever.
This is so true. Yet at the same time, these are the main ones that always say, well, why are there two prides?
Well, and you know what? My response to that is we have a great relationship with Atlanta Pride Committee.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Buck and his team, we had both of our organizations sit down and we did a really big dinner. And we all sat down and just talked about a few things of how to dispel these rumors. Because contrary to popular belief, they get the same things we're getting. They're going through the same things we're going through. They're looking for volunteers. They're needing help. They're low on funds. They do the same thing that we do. They're just a larger entity. So mm-hmm. you don't see it as much. However, we as African Americans can have those same kind of buying power and that same kind of influence if we would just learn to band together and stop being crabs in a bucket and tear each other down.
This is true. And I also want to make it known that for those people that always have these issues about, you know, why they're two prides, being black and gay carries a different dynamic than to those who always grew up with privilege. I mean, let's just be real. If we're going to be real and talk about that, let's be real and talk about that, especially if you're born and raised in the Confederate South. That's just one dynamic there. And then plus, when you look at the disparities when it comes to HIV and AIDS, we are more impacted now.
We are.
You know what I'm saying? So the issues within our community has a greater dynamic than our white gay brothers and sisters. I mean, let's just be real, because we're still dealing with homosexuality in the black church, even just what communities of color, period. The Latino community deals with it. You see what I'm saying? We still have to deal with the isms within our community.
One of the issues that I really have with our community, and we have to take on again, accountability and ownership is everything.
Of course, yes.
And we have to take ownership of the fact that we were upset because of the Civil Rights Act and the Civil Rights Movement, because there was we were tired of segregation and mm-hmm. we were tired of this. When we do more segregating within our own community than we
true.
Do everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you aren't, you know, we only want straight acting guys. You gotta be drug and disease free, but and you gotta be this and you gotta be that and you gotta be, we have all these little isms and schisms, all these little pockets that I call.
You gotta have this type of car, you gotta have this type of job. You got to have this money. You got to have all this material mess.
Which doesn't make the individual, and all it does is deconstruct the very fabric of the community. Regardless of what you want to think, at the end of the day, you go to bed and you're a man or a woman and transgender. And there is power in numbers.
Yes, it is.
And that's how some of our counterparts have won some of their fights, because they stopped looking at the color barrier and they started looking at, hey, we need the 30,000 of them to come over here with the 30,000 of us and the 30,000 of them to come together as one unit to get something moved. There are two prizes, because growing up African-American is one thing. Mm-hmm. Growing up gay in the African-American community is another thing. We still have so many stigmas and things like that within our communities, within ourselves, because we were instilled those type of things within our homes. Mm-hmm. However, we have two different things because we need two different things. Mm-hmm. Just like there has to be a McDonald's and a Burger King.
Mm-hmm. And each one of them have their own signature items.
They have their own signature item, their own signature brand. There are things that APC does that we don't do. And there are things that we do that APC doesn't do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the most prolific is they do a parade. And it's a wonderful parade. And we are in it. We were in it last year for the first time. And we'll be in it again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you should come out and support the efforts to put that together.
Mm-hmm.
And we advertise back and forth with them and go through products and advertisement and things like that with APC, because of the fact that they are our alliance partners.
And
we are a city. And as a city, we all progress as a city, which was the importance of getting all of our affiliates, all of our alliances together, club promoters and everything. It's not the Trax Girls or the Trax Boys or whatever promotion company pride. It is Atlanta Black Gay Pride, which is a copywritten title. You must come under the umbrella of the official organizers recognized by the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta to be that. And we, as ITLA, In the Life Atlanta Incorporated, are the official organizers, and we hold that title. You cannot just put that on your flyer. Just like you can't walk around talking about I'm a Delta. You don't want your brand to be taken. That's like stealing my identity.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking that our promoters and our people understand that you can't just walk around taking logos and putting them on flyers or what have you. You can't do that. You have to get permission. There's a process for business. And we need to, if you're going to be in business, you need to learn proper business etiquette in order to operate functionally.
Now, you just opened up another Pandora's box. There's a difference between an entrepreneur and a hustler. You know what I'm saying? And so those people who are serious entrepreneurs who have good businesses and stuff, there are certain things that they know. They know that they have to respect protocol.
What's up, everybody? This is Anthony Antoine informing you to know your history and know your heritage right here on Meek Productions Presents History of Black Gay America. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Looking for graphic and web design? Need an affordable rate design for the size of your business? Then turn to OKIM Designs, the official design subsidiary of the May Corporation USA. For 14 years, our firm has been a tremendous blessing for many new startups, micro enterprises, and small businesses simply by giving them quality design solutions through professionalism with unbeatable prices. Whether you're looking for branding, marketing, advertising materials, printing, or just simply online content for your website, OKIM Designs has the tools, the expertise, and the capacity to guarantee a successful campaign for your business. For a free one-hour consultation, feel free to contact our office at 1-800-930-7291. That's 1-800-930-7291, extension 2. Or visit the website at www.okimdesigns.com. That's www.okimdesigns.com to review our 14-year design portfolios. We look forward to assisting you in bringing the visions of your I Am to life.
Time for a breakdown.
Brightstar Entertainment, the new lifestyle brand, presents its official launch party, celebrating the progressively minded, mature and sexy urban professional, live at the fabulous Club Rain, 448 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard in Atlanta.
featuring special performances by dance music legends Robin S., Sybil, and special guest Maxine Jones, formerly of En Vogue.
Hey, what's up? This is Brian Martin, CEO of Brightstar Entertainment, inviting you to come join us at our official launch party, Labor Day weekend. I look forward to seeing you there.
Featuring beats by DJ legend Ron Coleman with DJ Said, hosted by comedic legend Miss Sophia McIntosh. For more ticket information and VIP access, visit www.brightstarent.com. Once again, that's brightstarent.com.
Are you an LGBT music artist looking for worldwide exposure? Well, look no further. Meek Productions does it again as it presents the official radio spinoff of the upcoming music workshop and concert series, the Various Artist Talent Showcase. Tune in twice a month as we give the latest hits from the newest music discoveries in the LGBT community. We support and believe in the independent artists. To have your music played on our radio show, visit our official Facebook group or visit our website at meekproductions.com. That's M-E-A-K as in kite, productions with an S.com. The Various Artist Talent Showcase, where LGBT music artists take flight.
You're tuned in to the syndicated shows of Meek Productions Media Division, now celebrating its fifth anniversary. Please stay tuned. We do have more in store.
Entrepreneurs and business owners, it's time to attend to your business. By doing so, you must advertise with the media outlets of the 10th Amendment Media Group. You're probably thinking that radio and internet advertising is out of your budget. Nonsense. With our rates, your question, why you waited so late to do so. Call us today at 404-696-6610. That's 404-696-6610. Our professional sales department is ready to support and assist you in getting started in this endeavor. We can create custom packages and offer payment plans. With the numerous events we have planned, we are entertaining sponsorship and partnership proposals. So stop talking about the need to advertise and start now. So make that call to 404-696-6610 and let's get it started.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference.
To find out how, go to glad.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
It's a new day with ITLA. And guess what? It's time to be free to be at the 18th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. That's right, the world's largest Black Pride event is back again this Labor Day weekend, August the 26th through September the 1st, at the legendary and historic Georgian Terrace Hotel in Midtown Atlanta.
Greetings, this is Ty Green, official board member of In the Life Atlanta, inviting you to attend our annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration on Labor Day weekend.
For more information on signature events, workshops, and accommodations, visit www.inthelifeatlanta.org. Once again, that's inthelifeatlanta.org.
Meek Productions is a proud official worldwide radio sponsor for this event.
Greetings, this is Corey Boone, president of the Young Democrats of Georgia, encouraging you to know your history and know your heritage on History of Black Gay America.
Dealing with these other producers, other promoters that was using the name Atlanta Black Gay Pride unofficially. And I know you kind of had some flack from these promoters and from these producers that took the name, been using it for so many years. So talk a little bit about that before we end.
You know, there's a nice little legal term that we use, and it's a nice little legal letter that I love to use, and I've come to use it quite frequently. It's called a cease and desist order. And if you use my brand and of my organization without our permission, I will be at your event. I will be there with officers. We will serve you. We will shut down your event, and we will embarrass you.
Mm.
That's the way that we do it. In with that being said, let me tell you what you can't say. And I put this out there, and I tell this to people because I want people to be informed, and that's the purpose of my organization. You can't say Atlanta. You can't say black. You can't say gay. You can't say pride. You can't say pride, Atlanta, anything. You can't say Atlanta, black, gay, pride, nothing. Any combination of those words.
Even when it comes to like Atlanta Pride Weekend.
Atlanta Pride Weekend. You cannot say those. Those are copywritten, and you can be sued for the usage. You are able to say Labor Day weekend.
Yes, you are.
You are able to call it Labor Day Rocks or whatever else you want to call it. But those combination of words cannot be used. So let me tell you who is authorized as an official Atlanta
Black
gay pride party.
Okay.
Trax Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Rockstar Productions.
Mm-hmm.
R&R Entertainment,
mm-hmm.
RT Parties,
mm-hmm.
Fab Five.
For the first
time. My Atlanta.
Wow.
Skate Boys.
Yes.
Frat Boys.
Yes.
Who else am I missing? Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute.
Who else am I missing? Vision Community Foundation.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Meek Productions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. Everyone else needs permission.
Wow. So everybody else, you can't say... You cannot say.
You cannot go around just putting our flyers on parties and things of that. And we've gotten some flack. And for the most part, I've gotten a really good response from some promoters that have decided to come on in and be a part in one way, shape, form, or fashion. But there is a process, and you have to respect that. And that's, again, like I said, that's like going to any major corporation and just saying that you are this corporation and start operating as a corporation. You're stealing my identity,
mm-hmm.
and that's against the law, and you can't do it, and you will be stopped for it. And we have to stop doing that. I think for so long we were a community of lawlessness where there wasn't a prevalent organizer or a prevalent status quo of what could and could not be done. It's always been there.
To give credit to the original organizers and to at least the leadership that came immediately after that, I don't think that it was intentional, because during the time when they created ITLA, it was more of a community effort,
mm-hmm.
and it was more, you know, we're friends in the community. We was all we had at the time, because back then, you know, all of this came about before the existence of what we call club promoters.
Right.
Trax Atlanta, Trax Clubs International, they were really Atlanta's very first official club promoters.
Yeah.
And so when Trax was all we had, the Marquette was all we had, Loretta's was all we had, everybody knew each other in the community. So there really was no need for this type of protocol, because we was family. If you think about that.
And Trax is the other one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Trax is the other entity that can use it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, everybody was family. You know what I'm saying? So there was really no need to have that type of protocol so that people can understand the history. Okay, it got like that when a change of leadership happened. This change of leadership, evidently something happened with that following leadership. I don't know who was in charge at the time, where there was a big disconnect.
Well,
and I think it happened around about right at the time of the millennium. It seemed like there was a big disconnect. And right where that disconnect happened, if you notice, that was when the beginning of Extreme Entertainment, the Lions Den, started. That was the beginning of What's Up in ATL. That was the beginning of like these other flux of event producers and promotions companies started.
Well, my whole premise is to, you know, piggyback on what you said previously.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going into business for yourself,
mm-hmm.
you need to learn the business
and the market,
and you need to learn what the process of business is.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things that you do and you don't do,
this
and you're
true.
Not able to do. I'm not going to dwell on it. We say what we say.
Mm-hmm.
If I see it, and people tell, and let me be very frank to these upcoming businesses that are out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
If you think the city is not on your website or looking for you, they are looking more than
are.
I do.
Uh-huh.
I get telephone calls daily. Is this an official part? Is this official party? Why is this up? I didn't know you were sponsoring this. So it behooves people to go get your proper permits. Those days of just being able to block off Spring Street just because, those are over with. The Atlanta PD, the Office of Permits, the City of Atlanta, they are done with that. They want. We just sat down and had a safety meeting with them, and I gave them the official parties of Labor Day weekend. If your party was not on that particular list, that means you're not an official party of Labor Day Atlanta Black Gay Pride, which means do not call yourself an official party of Black Gay Pride, or I will be at your door with the police shutting your stuff down, or I'm going to expect a cut.
Okay.
Because now you're losing my you're using my money, and the next time you go to throw a party, I'm going to wrap you up in so much paperwork and legalities that you'll never want to throw a party again.
Wow.
We have a great attorney that works with us. We have a great relationship with the city, and they are tired of the use as well. So you have to be right. You have to, like the old saying, you got to get right, church.
Yeah, okay.
And it is time to get right.
And let's go home.
And let's party together. Yes. Let's party together. But there are so many things that we're doing as a community that are up and coming that we need to be right. We can't position ourselves, and we can't keep sitting back talking about, oh, well, I don't understand why one organization can get all these huge sponsors. You can too, but your business has to be in order in order to do it.
This is true.
It took a lot for us to get. It took some painstaking late night hours and sacrifice for us to get this organization back to a place, back to its original restoration. And I will be damned.
You better talk.
If I let a half wit promotion company or anyone else, for that fact, undermine anything that we have done. We've worked too hard to do. I mean, literally, we worked, well, and as you know, last year, we worked Ricky so hard, he missed Pride. He worked himself sick where he literally missed the Pride. He will not miss this year. Sidebar, he will not miss this year. It's not fair. It's not fair. You want to run a business, then find the proper ways to run the business.
This is true.
I'm not angry, and I need to dispel that rumor. ITLA is not angry at any previous leadership of of this organization. We are not angry. We're not mad at all. And as you said, just shit happens, and you move on. And we have, and it was a learning experience, and there were some things that needed to be let go, and there were some things that we needed to grow and expound upon, and we are in a great place now, a wonderful place where we are back being the jewel of the Pride circuit that we needed to be as a city. It's not about ITLA. It's our city, because this is our city's pride. And we all live here, and we love the camaraderie, we love the tourism, we love that some of us have small businesses and stuff like that. If you don't have your business out there, get it out there. We still are looking for vendors for the park on Sunday, August 31st. We're still looking for vendors at the hotel Friday and Saturday, the 29th and 30th, for this year's Pride. If you're not ready for this year's Pride, hey, look into it, what they're going on for this year, and so you can be prepared for next year. Be proactive. Don't be reactive.
That's true.
And we're trying to teach our brothers and sisters in business and stuff like that that you got to get together and stop waiting to the last minute. We are, again, solely based on the donations and sponsorships of our ads and donations from private sponsors and stuff like that. We have other major sponsors that are coming in slowly but surely, but that's where we get our money from. And so we need your help as a community. We want to continue to make sure that our community is informed. Meek is doing the technology fair, the career fair, which is awesome. We need that. We have recognized that. If you don't have a job, how you come to Pride?
True.
You don't have a job, well, how you going to the club?
This is true.
And our promoters have recognized that, and so they are diligently working with us in efforts to do. We'll be doing job fairs. We'll be doing, you know, resource. We did back in July. We did a resource fun day in the park where we provided resources to people who were out of work and who needed rental assistance and utility assistance and housing assistance and job resources and things like that. And it was just a really impromptu, really nice thing to, you know, put out there. And
that was the first time publicly that ITLA, RT Parties, Fab Five, MyETL was all working together.
And it's so, and just to tell you how far that goes, Rockstar had a day party already planned that particular day. And Julius called me from Rockstar and said, because of the fact that I care about what you guys are doing, and it's important. Mm-hmm. We're canceling our party to push everybody toward the park to do what we need to do. That's the kind of camaraderie. There is enough business out here that we know that R&R and Rockstar, and they're all in the same game together. And so they're kind of rivals at the same time, but yet at the same time, they are also in partnership. On a lot of stuff, people don't realize that they do a lot of stuff in partnership together because they realize one don't make it without the other.
This is true. And each one of those club promoters bring a different flair to our community. What Fab Five may do, Rockstars may not do.
But we all need them. When it comes to Pride, we all need them because we need the flair of Rockstars. We need the flair of Fab Five. We need the flair of R&R. We need all of that because that's what makes Pride. Pride is just a big old gumbo.
And that's what it's supposed to be.
You wanna be, and which... It's so funny. I'm there. Our theme this year for Pride is free to be. And that's exactly what it is. Whatever you want to be. If you want to be this way, that way, fabulous on this, you want to be the superstar, you want however it is, if you old school, house mix, whatever it is, you're free to be that. And there is something that we are providing for you. There is something, not just the parties, not just the, you know, the nightlife entertainment. We are all about the embodying the entire person. So we have health fairs that will be screening more than just HIV this year. We're doing blood pressure, we're doing diabetes, we're doing vision. Because the fact that as African Americans, we are the highest in all of those diseases.
What about cancer?
We do have some resources that will be offering some cancer screening, some mammograms, and some
prostate
cancers because we are at the higher risk. So we will be offering those. We will be doing some vision things. We will still have some organizations that will be out there that will be offering some employment services. How to just better your resume. The Georgia Department of Labor is great with it, and we have some other services that are great with it. We want to just make sure we get people out there because if you're not employed, I know what it's like to be unemployed, and it sucks. It sucks. To dispel all of those rumors in the dirt, I want to say to all the previous leadership, to the Raymond Dukes and the Daryl Mokes and the everyone to and fro, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your painstaking sacrifices because it's not easy. It is not easy. And a lot of people will sit back and say, oh, well, I could do that easily. Trust me. Sitting in this position, wearing this robe means you have to bear my cross,
there
too.
There you go.
And everything that comes with the cross and everything that comes with it. And while I do get tired of people stopping me sometimes in the club while I'm trying to relax and have a good time, I always welcome it because that may be the only time they get to see me or to know me, and I'm okay with it. And so don't feel like you cannot approach me. Please approach me. Because I will always link you where you need to be. I would rather you be in the know and take that 3, 4, 5 minutes to engage you and link you to where you need to know than have you walking around aimlessly and angry at something because you don't really know why
this is true.
You're assuming. So thank you to all of the previous leadership. We applaud your efforts and thanking you to pass the mantle. And to my other business consorts and or nonprofit organizations, especially nonprofits and the promoters, make sure that you detail and log your history. Make sure that you keep records and you keep accurate records and viable records to pass on to your next group. I'm not going to always be on ITLA's board. There's going to come a day when I will be outvoted or I will say, you know, my time here is past. I'm ready to go. And I want to be able to say, here are all of my records. Here are all of my emails. Here's a list and CDs of all of my records or what have you. These are all of the list of all the contacts that we have for this organization and that organization and what have you. Start again. I don't ever want to start an organization with the history that we had, the way that we started it, with virtually nothing. So that's the dirt. That's the dirt. You want to know it? That's the
dirt.
Wow,
man. I mean, you said a mouthful because we even went over our time, which is I'm so glad about because this needs to be said. To those of you that are listening and to those of you who've been hearing both good things and bad things about In the Life Atlanta, you now have a more clear perspective as to how things got to where they were and where things are at now and where they're going. They are 2 years away from being 20 years old. Me being born and raised in Atlanta, like I tell everybody, Black pride would mean more to me than it would ever mean to those of you who are transplants because I was here before the existence of a pride. I knew what it was like when I first graduated from high school. There was no such thing as a pride. While everybody else was having pride or organizing, there was nothing going on in the Confederate South for us. And the reason why the clubs are such an intricate part of Atlanta Black Pride is because the club outlets were the only outlets we had to do activism, to have meetings, to get together outside of people's houses. You know, there were very few church outlets that, you know, let us in because there was no such thing as inclusive or diverse churches at that time, especially when it came to people of color. Hence is the reason why we had the creations of the Black gay churches. You know, want to give a shout out to Reverend Antonio Jones for launching the first Unity Fellowship Church here in Atlanta, along with some of the others, Reverend Kathy Martin and so many others. So I remember Reverend Esfe Belmahi, who I met as a result of Trey Johnson and so many others, Reverend LaDonna Clark, Reverend LC, the lesbian Christian. All of this happened pre-ITLA. Mm-hmm. And so just to see the evolution of the organization now, going through the storm, going through your roller coaster rides, your emotional roller coasters and everything, I'm glad to see that you all have actually found a place where you can not only be what you originally intended, but the birthright has been restored and you can just continue on with the mission at hand.
We are, and we are doing it with all of the affiliates. I would be remiss if I did not thank Pastor Paul over at the first MCC Church, who has been wonderful to our organization.
And that was another historical moment when y'all started working.
I mean, Pastor Paul and Bishop O.C. Allen mm-hmm. and the Vision Church. That's why one of the things that we are doing, I'm going to talk about one thing for Pride.
Go ahead.
The one thing that we are doing is we have decided, because we are a community as African-American people, we are deep-rooted in our faith, and we always have been. So we are now having a in-faith, community in faith service. Instead of having a candlelight vigil or anything, we're calling it a community in faith. Mm-hmm. We have Pastor Paul, we have Bishop Allen, and we have about five other pastors, Pastor Sonia from Rim Church. Mm-hmm. We have about five other pastors that will be present and their music ministries and things like that we will be doing on August 26th at the First MCC Church. And we're asking that you please come out because that's how we want to start our pride. Mm. We want to start our pride in prayer and in celebration mm-hmm. for what is to come. Mm-hmm. It is not a candlelight vigil. Mm. It is not a somber service by any means whatsoever. It is not just for Baptists, Pentecostal, whatever you are, it's for everybody. There is something for everyone there, because without the community, how can we have affirming ministries? Mm-hmm. Without affirming ministries, you know, because we're steep rooted in church, then we get a lost community and we work hand in hand together. Mm-hmm. So we will be having those things, and we want to make sure that you guys come out, start the week off right. We're starting that Tuesday this year because the fact that we know that Wednesday is National Bible Study Day.
We also know that Wednesday is the official skate night.
Is the
we
skate
want to
give
a
night,
shout out to skate boys
who will be kicking off our party weekend. And we have so much planned for you this year. If you do not know, please go on to the In the Life Atlanta website and check us out. We will be all over the city. I cannot announce any guests or special artists yet.
They will be able to mention everything on Thursday, August the 21st at the 4th annual Black Pride Press Conference Series that's going to be held at the Hyatt Atlanta Midtown, which is now named the Atlanta Chapter of History of Black Gay America, thanks to the efforts that we've been doing with In the Life Atlanta and with all of Atlanta Black Gay Pride, this has now become a national movement.
And I'm not there this year. I mean, I'm there, but I will not be on your platform this year.
I know.
I am sending Ricky Smith. I'm so glad. I was like, you're going to do this one this year.
Yeah, Ricky's going to be there. I think Tracy's going to be there as a board member, because I know I saw her RSVP on the Facebook event.
I will be there, and I will wave. Yeah. I think it's time for somebody else to speak. I'm giving somebody else the mic this year.
Yeah, of course.
A couple things.
Yeah, but Ricky actually, he was on the panel last year, actually, at the Chapter 2 one, to introduce the proclamation, which was the first for ITLA. They never had a city proclamation out of all those years. That was a wonderful historic moment.
Thank you to all of our city council members. I have the proclamation in my hand presently.
All right. So there's going to be another proclamation. All right.
We are official. We are truly, truly official.
Wow. Wow. We have to make sure that that's being presented on that Thursday night. So we're going to make sure that that's incorporated.
It's because of you. And I want to thank you for staying close to ITLA and following through and helping them through their storms, because and being the social media watchdog, because when I tell you, if y'all want something put out there, y'all call Meek. I promise you, it's gonna get out there. It was all over, and I just want to personally thank you. And from the organization, from myself, and from Ricky, we could not have done it without you. It has been a task, and stay tuned. There's so much more to come.
So much more to come, you all. So much more to come. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to another new episode of Meek Productions Presents History of Black Gay America. We thank the Executive Secretary of In the Life Atlanta, the official organization for the 18th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration, taking place at the legendary and historic Georgian Terrace Hotel, located right across the street from the fabulous Fox Theater in Midtown Atlanta. This is their first time being at their hotel. Once again, for more information, for travel accommodations, and for Pride Pass information, visit www.endthelifeatlanta.org. Once again, that's www.endthelifeatlanta.org. We look forward to seeing you all Thursday, August the 21st, at the 4th Annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Press Conference Series. Yours truly will be there, along with other special VIP guests, organizers, and event producers of this year's Black Pride Weekend on Labor Day weekend. Until our next episode, remember to know your history and know your heritage. We'll see you soon.
Greetings. This is Corey Boone, President of the Young Democrats of Georgia, inviting you to join me in a new movement that is designed to honor, preserve, present, and recognize the numerous contributions of Black LGBT people across our nation. History of Black Gay America is Meek Productions' new division, created for the advancement, evolution, and progression of queer people of color. If you are a Pride organizer, activist, or historian, and would like this concept in your city, register as a chapter manager or representative by visiting our website, blackgayusa.meekproductions.com. Once again, blkgayusa.meekproductions.com. Remember, know your history, know your heritage.
It's a new day with ITLA. And guess what? It's time to be free to be at the 18th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. That's right, the world's largest Black Pride event is back again this Labor Day weekend, August the 26th through September the 1st, at the legendary and historic Georgian Terrace Hotel in Midtown Atlanta.
Greetings, this is Ty Green, official board member of In the Life Atlanta, inviting you to attend our annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration on Labor Day weekend.
For more information on signature events, workshops, and accommodations, visit www.endthelifeatlanta.org. Once again, that's endthelifeatlanta.org.
Meat Productions is a proud official worldwide radio sponsor for this event.